Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 29th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 39. And they're saying hazy. It's fucking smoky out there. Smoke season. The smoke is fucking here, finally. Now we can all fucking choke to death on that, but man, goddamn, don't let a cow fart. A cow would fart out in that, well, I would get lost. I've never had it. Actually, the other day, it fucking kicked the goddamn carbon monoxide alarm on. I've never had that happen in all the years, and it wasn't that thick of smoke. So what the fuck are you burning out there, by the way? What is that? Hey, you know what an industrious capitalist would say? You know, fuck, that'd be a good way to get rid of fucking chemicals that you couldn't fucking dispose of any other way. Spray it in front of the fucking fire and let it burn, and hey, you kill people. You save fucking money. You make more fucking mammon. Why not? But like I said, that's the first time I've ever had a carbon monoxide fucking alarm go off. I've seen the smoke way heavier. But anyway, we're going to see what we're going to look into, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Over to the outrage page. And there's plenty of fucking outrage, believe me. It makes me wonder, what the hell? I didn't need to do that. Okay. So I'll have two of those up. No harm. You know, they got the M95 grade mass exposed for dangerous levels of toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer. And what they're trying to do is get us all geared up to say, no, they're going to make you wear the mask again. Never made me wear a mask. You'll never fucking make me wear a mask. It's propaganda. Propaganda is it's an interesting thing if you look at it the right way. Because, I mean, they'll act like, I mean, I guess the art is to make you think that they're against something you're against when they're fucking actually pushing it and bringing the words up. You know, the N95 surgical mask has long been considered the gold standard for protection against COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist, Goebbels. You can there's more of us to say it than that it doesn't exist than there is of you to say it does exist. And by God, we got the facts behind us, because there's never been a test that could fucking isolate a fucking virus, and you fucking know it. Because here again, I mean, you got to have a big push for this. They're fucking trying to make you look away from something else. I wonder what the fuck it is. Maybe Hawaii. Maybe the fact that all these fucking fires are coming up from every fucking where. Maybe the fact that they're burning the fucking timber and the fucking houses down, so they take and redesignate the fucking status of the fucking property, so they can turn it over to the filthy fucking rich 1%. I don't know. However, a study posted by the National Institute of Health indicates the wearing of these medical grade masks could expose users to a dangerous levels of toxic volatile organic compounds. South Korea researchers from Jongbuk National University examined various types of disposable medical grade masks. Well, you know, I really don't fucking care. I'm not going to fucking wear one. Why should I fucking care? This is just trying to ease you, you know, get the idea back into your fucking head. This is how fucking propaganda works, including several reusable cotton masks. They discovered that the chemicals emitted by these masks exceeded the recommended safety levels for the TVOCs by eightfold. Breathing in TVOCs can cause headaches and nausea, and long-term exposure has been associated with organ damage and even cancer. No kidding. But see, they're going to try and get you, I mean, get the idea back in your head of the mask. Fuck your mask. I'll never fucking wear it. You want to put a fucking face diaper on like an ancient Egyptian slave, do it. Because I'll call you out for the sick fucker you are. It's clear that particular attention must be paid to the VOCs associated with the use of KF94 medical masks, their effects on human health. The study published in the journal Ecotoxology and Environmental Safety said researchers offered a solution for reducing these risks. Exposure can be significantly reduced if a mask is opened and left to sit for at least 30 minutes. See, now they're telling you, the smuckers are poison, but if you take them out of the thing and let them sit for 30 minutes, it takes a lot of, you know what? Fuck you. I ain't wearing a mask. I have no interest in your fucking story. You keep on fucking, I mean, this is, like I said, this is just to ease you back into the thought. Just like this, you're going to hear a lot of shit about Democrats and Republicans and voting, because fucking it's coming up, man. And they'd like to be completely rid of it, because I think that many people, many people have unregistered to vote. They're not going to fucking play the game no more. At least let them know that you're not being fucking fooled. Elite crackdown on free speech worldwide intensifies. Really? You dirty son of a bitches. Okay, let's see what this says. Zero Hedge News, Tyler Durden, Michael Schellenberger, Substack, I'm sorry. From North America to Australia to Europe, elite seek censorship, privacy invasions, and prosecution of wrong think as pre-crime. Do it. Don't seek it. Do it. Don't tell us about what you're, don't throw your propaganda out there. I mean, you're sticking your fucking toe in the water. You know, you're doing that, and if it's cold, and if it's warm, am I still a little more? Hey, what if it's a fucking piranha? Are the leaders of the nation representatives of the international organizations and philanthropists say they are committed to creating free and open society. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook has independent fact checkers. And fuck, who in the fuck are you to check my fucking facts? I'll take the information and I'll disseminate it myself. I will fucking research it and I'll make my own goddamn decisions. That's the way it works, you censoring motherfucker. And I'll tell you what, people hung at Nuremberg for the same shit that you're doing, Zuckerberg, fuckerberg. You will pay, you son of a bitch. Is open to all perspectives and doesn't interfere in elections. And and in response to questions from the college at public, doesn't interfere with elections. There's elections. Fuck your elections. Fuck your goddamn phony ass fucking selections. Bilderberg just better just cut the shit, start appointing them, step up and say you're fucking doing it and back it. People aren't stupid. And you know they're not stupid. You want, I mean, you think you can get the child, you have to have a child's mind for you. Oh, they're going to start elections. Masks, lockdowns. And in response to questions from a college at public, a colleague at public, a representative from George Soros Open Society Foundation insisted that the philanthropy supported free speech. In response to your effort to conflate any attempt to address hate speech as a frontal assault on free speech itself. Hate speech is like love speech. It's fucking speech. You know what, Soros? I hate your fucking guts. I hate the fucking ground you walk on. I hate you, you motherfucker. It is my right to hate. It is a right to hate, just like every other emotion I have. I have the right to love. I have the right to be the fucking disgusted. I have the right to hate your Soros motherfucking trying to ruin my fucking country. Oh, you have fucking done so much, you son of a bitch. You should be up against the fucking wall. You fucking, I mean, goddamn, right out in your face, Fergadusha there in Ferguson, Missouri. The motherfucker got sued for not paying his goddamn people that came out and burned the goddamn businesses there. I mean, what the fuck? Do you think you really got a fucking some kind of government? Or do you think this is fucking all corporate fucking mafia? Hit here, hit there, just like in the old days of Al Capone. You fucking didn't pay your protection money. Your fucking bar got blew up. That's what this shit is. Spokesman said, perhaps the words of the United Nations Secretary General will help illuminate a crucial distinction. Yeah, it sure as fuck does. Bring your blue helmeted asses over here and get your fucking asses shot. Get the fuck out of my country. Stay the fuck out of my country or I will fucking kill you, period. Addressing hate speech does not mean limiting or prohibiting freedom of speech. Fuck you, Soros. Fuck you, you punk bitch. You old rotten. Well, I guess the sun took over, didn't he? How many fucking Chinese distant hearts has your old fucking man had to live to be as old as that bastard is? But these words are a thin veil covering an aggressive attack on freedom of speech around the world, from Australia to North America to Europe, where the Digital Service Act, which demands internet companies address any risks they pose on society, including public health. I mean, all this open fucking subject matter. This is King's fucking talking. Define all these fucking words for me and I'll fucking shove them right up your ass. Physical and mental well-being goes into effect today. Fuck you. I will do as I goddamn well please so long as I'm not violating another's rights. And I will fucking do it. If you fuck with me, I'll kill you. It is my fucking right under the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which was ratified by elected representatives of the people, unlike that fucking constitution you fucking attached it to in an attempt to destroy it. You motherfuckers will never destroy us. We are the ones that fucking rose up at fucking Lexington and Concord. We'll rise up again and we will fucking beat you down. We will blast your ass out of this fucking country. You treason son of a bitches. You have already declared war on us. You've made it very fucking clear. You're enemy combatants. That's why you can't do shit about the people who are telling you we're going to try and hang your fucking asses because you're guilty as fucking sin. Prima fucking facie. Been playing activists to serve as natural fact checkers. Fuck you. Nobody checks my fucking facts for me but me. I would have to be an imbecile. Well, I would have to be in somebody's custody, like a child, wouldn't I? Fact checker. I'll fact check your fucking ass while in reality using their power to censor their political enemies. Oh, I mean, just proper fucking ganda. Because here comes the fucking election, people. The context is that this fall, Australians will vote in a special national election, the Australian Indigenous Voice referendum, on whether to give special political powers to Native peoples. Facebook is funding those in favor of the referendum to censor its opponents. An audit of RMIT, Voice fact check shows that the 17 voice checks between May 3rd and June 23rd this year were all targeting anti-voice opinions or views, Sky News found. So what good is you doing you telling me what I already fucking know? I mean, all this shit we read, people, is just pure, it's coming from the Ministry of Lies. It's aimed at fucking triggering things that were planted in your mind when you're a little fucking kid. They'll keep coming on pretty soon. Every other word be election. Another very other word be COVID-19. Even though it's just like fucking 9/11. We know what happened. But you fucking still bring it up like the fucking people are stupid. Everybody, you might have fucking a handful of fucking idiots, but the vast, vast majority of the people know exactly what the fuck happened. Just like, what the hell is his name? Oliver Anthony talking about it, you know, the dancing fucking Jews. We know what fucking happened. The people know what fucking happened. And the fact that Oliver Anthony has, you know, stepped up and not been one way or the other, he hasn't fallen for the false left-right paradigm, just said, hey, you're fucking our lives up. We're fucking American nationals, and we have a fucking right to fucking to be happy, to have our shit left alone. You thieving, lying, corporate motherfuckers. Media allowed the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology to censor disfavored views, even while knowing it was a breach of the rules. It's a breach of the rules. Now, what you're doing is fucking goddamn treason and sedition, Zuckerberg, fuckerberg. You think you can play this fucking game because there's a goddamn corporate. You think that goddamn, fucking merchant law. Damn it, I can't fucking, my mind's not going right. Zuckerberg established to distance himself from fact-checking responsibilities, New Sky News says. The Uniform Commercial Code. You think that Uniform Commercial Code holds any weight against the fucking highest law in this land? Because I'm here to tell you, motherfucker, it doesn't. You come in and start fucking citing it in the common law court, you will be hanging from a fucking lamppost out in front before the day is over. You will be found guilty of treason and sedition against the people. And against the law of December 15, 1791, you motherfucker, you will fucking hang. You will drop through that fucking door. No fucking hood. And there'll be a big glass mirror in front of you, 40 by fucking 20. And you can watch yourself through the fucking shit dance, you low life, parasitic, pedophilic, piece of fucking dog shit. Zuckerberg established to distance himself from fact-checking responsibility. This is just all a fucking game, but it ain't a funny fucking game. This is something that shouldn't be going on. This is something we shouldn't be allowing. Let me see what this fuck this is. Some fucking prick fucking... Yeah, fucking robocalls. I'm going to have these motherfuckers give... I'm going to have to give them a call when I get off this fucking air, and I'm going to call my provider. I signed up for no fucking robocalls, and they've been hammering me with them. I don't think they like what I do. How did the fact-checkers abuse their powers? By smearing their political enemies as racist. Fact-checkers employed the RMIT have led to numerous code breaches, Sky News, including one fact-checker using her social media account to label opposition leader Peter Dutton, a fear-mongering racist for his views on The Voice. As for Soros' Open Society Foundation, its spokesperson clearly cleverly tucked a call for expanded censorship into her response to our queries after saying addressing hate speech does not mean limiting or prohibiting free. You don't fucking have any goddamn say in anything I do, bitch. You have no fucking jurisdictional authority over me whatsoever. Not the tiniest fucking grain of sand of fucking debris. I shove what you got up right up your fucking ass, you bitch. You fucking nothing, son of a bitch and non-governmental motherfucker. You're in violation of the law of this fucking land. You're in violation of the law of December 15, 1791. The unalienable law of we, the people who are the fucking supreme jurisdictional authority for this motherfucking piece of real estate. And your fucking asses are going to hang. You're going to hang or you're going to be fucking shot. You treasonous, dog shit eating motherfucking foreign motherfuckers had better stay out of our fucking business. The business of the people of the United States, these America, the free foreign sovereign nationals. is none of your fucking business. You got that, bitch? I don't give a fuck what you have to say. It means keeping hate speech from escalating into something more dangerous. You fucking right it's to be more dangerous. It ain't hate speech. It's the fucking truth. The fucking truth is scaring the fucking hell out of you motherfuckers, isn't it? Because you can't stop it. It keeps fucking slipping through your fucking fingers. Everything you do fucking, it's just like you're fucking throwing gas on the fucking fire. Particularly incitement to discrimination. Fuck you. Fuck your fucking discrimination bullshit. The people in the nationals in this fucking country, the American nationals, we ain't got no discrimination. We don't give a fuck what color our brother's skin is, our sister's skin is. We don't give a shit about nothing but our goddamn rights under that fucking Bill of Rights and our fucking common law and our fucking autonomy. And that's what we will kill your fucking stupid asses over. Because you fucking assholes think that you can fucking rub through propaganda. Shove it. It's already failed. It's failed horribly, and you fucking know it. So that's why it's getting more goofy. Hostility and violence. You goddamn right there's going to be fucking violence, you stupid pricks. Just like there was violence at Lexington and Concord. Come fucking try to take our fucking shit from us. Come try to take our fucking rights from us. You've been fucking nibbling around the fucking edges like the fucking parasites that you fucking are. Come for the fucking nucleus, you motherfuckers. International law emphasis is, and fuck international law. There is no international law in the United States of these Americas. If it fucking violates the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, it is not shit. It is to be destroyed. It is to be, and the people trying to fucking inflict it upon us are to be hung. They are to be killed. You are not going to take our goddamn liberty from us, you motherfuckers. And they're no guys. Fuck your international asses. We'll fucking wipe you off this fucking planet. Keeping hate speech from escalating into something more dangerous is precisely the justification for censorship that politicians in Ireland and Scotland are making to be able to invade people's homes and confiscate their phones and computers, as Irish reporter Ben Scannell described yesterday. Excuse me. Screaming gets to you, especially in the fucking smoke. Come fucking confiscate my shit, motherfucker. You might get it, but you're getting some fucking lead along with it. I'll kill as many of you motherfuckers as I can. You are foreign fucking goddamn invaders in this country. You are enemies of the fucking supreme superior law of we the fucking people. You are fucking goddamn, you're insurgents into this goddamn country. Your motherfucking ass is going to go. Take your fucking corporation is going to fucking go. We are not your fucking property. We are goddamn individual free sovereign nationals, and we are on a par with the crown heads of Europe. Even old King fucking Chuck can kiss my fucking ass. He ain't no better than I am. He can think it all he wants, but that motherfucker can't wipe his own fucking ass. We'll see if, hey, you mean King, you're going to come out and you're going to fucking fight, you motherfucker? Or maybe send your fucking faggot ass little brother over here to get fucking fuck with us. Come on, bring him on. Bring that badass motherfucker on. Consider the twisted logic. Irish police must invade people's homes in order to make sure that their hate materials don't escalate into something that could be illegal. That's totalitarian. No shit. Move toward the police forcing pre-crime as depicted in the terrifying science fiction thriller Minority Report. Meanwhile, the UN is now building a digital army of censorship activists around the world to wage war on wrongthink. I mean, goddamn, Orwellian wrongthink. Hey, I'm a wrongthinking motherfucker because I believe in the fucking Bill of Rights. I know the Bill of Rights is my natural fucking liberty. It is my liberty by fucking goddamn nature. It is my fucking liberty that you cannot fucking touch. It is my liberty that I have the right to kill you over. If you try to fuck with it, I have the right to just decide my own fucking destiny. I have the right to my own fucking will. I'm not your fucking subject. I'm not your fucking slave. And I will never fucking be. Or what it calls deadly information. That's what you're fucking starting. That's what you're putting out here, fucking you pricks. Put out your fucking information. Put it out. But fucking first, you got to be ready to come and back it up or send your fucking mercenaries at least. bring somebody out to fucking put something behind that fucking frog mouth of yours. I mean, you can fucking shout it to the goddamn wind. Don't mean nothing till you can fucking enforce it. You come and enforce it, you motherfuckers. I dare you. According to the UN, misinformation deadly and is deadly and poses an external threat. The UN's effort matches the World Health Organization. UN, you got no goddamn jurisdiction in the United States of fucking America. Sorry. You come here, you get killed. World Health Organization, you have no jurisdictional authority within the United States because you do not have jurisdictional authority over the American fucking individual free sovereign nationals who have that fucking law of December 15, 1791, which you think you can come here and fucking violate. Violate it, die. You violate it, you go in the fucking ground. Effort, which views a speech in degrees with as a kind of pathogen. You see how we've gotten into this conversation? That motherfucker says that there will not fucking be, they cannot touch our fucking speech. The right. I'm so fucking pissed. Let me see if I got it here. We'll read it and see what it says about our speech. What these fuckers, I mean, it's just like the guns. You can't even have a conversation about fucking limiting our fucking freedom of speech, you motherfuckers. No matter what you say, it's all going to come down to a goddamn bullet in your head or a bullet in my fucking head. You are not going to fucking force any fucking thing upon us. The first article says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right to of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. Well, you've taken it. You think you're going to take it off? You're talking about fucking with that. You don't even talk about fucking with it. That's a goddamn act of war against we the people. An open act of fucking war. That's bullet fucking war, motherfuckers. In Germany, I don't give a fuck about Germany. A court ordered the American writer C.J. Hopkins to either go to jail or pay 3,600 euros for comparing the COVID lockdowns to the Nazis. Well, what the fuck's wrong with that? I thought they didn't like Nazis. The government claimed Hopkins was promoting Nazism, when obviously he's doing the opposite. While some may take offense at the comparison, it makes clear that Hopkins has a negative, not positive view of Nazis. Fucking what that got to do with the fucking day and what's going on in this goddamn country? You see how they play these games and make your mind wander here and wander there? And we can talk about fucking Nazis. No, we got 10 fucking articles. A fucking solid, factual, unfucking changeable fucking law that says that we are free, that we have liberty, that we have the right to own property. And the only way we can be fucked with is by another American national in their individual capacity using the procedural due process. And I mean every fucking bit. You miss one dot of an I, you miss one cross of a T, and you're done. You fucking do it right by the fucking, by the article. If you miss one of the, you think it's, oh, this year your due process laws, I'm going to say you're guilty. And then my friend up there, who's a member of the British Accredited Registry along with me, you know, King Chuck's gang, Star Chamber Court, he's going to agree with me. You say, because you don't have no rights here because you're property and you don't understand the fucking jurisdiction you're in. Well, I understand the fucking jurisdiction, and more every day people are understanding the jurisdiction. We are the highest. We, the people, as individual free sovereigns, are the highest fucking jurisdictional authority in this fucking country. We have the right to shoot your fucking ass if you try to fucking override our authority. You understand that, motherfucker? That goes for you, UN motherfuckers. If you know how many people want to blow one of those fucking blue helmets of yours up, bring it! Bring it to us. According to the United Nations, misinformation is deadly and poses an external threat. No, fucking truth is dangerous and it poses an external threat. The truth is what you fucking fear. The truth that the people can fucking hate your fucking censoring fucking guts. The truth that you are violating our fucking first article rights in our fucking country. The truth that you have fucking foreign agents throughout this fucking country, you Zionist pig son of a bitches, and you fucking Jews, you can get the fuck out. You better get the fuck out. Why, there's still time for you to get the fuck out, because the people have had about all of this shit we're going to take, which views speech in degrees with a kind of pathogen. Fuck you. You don't view my speech. You don't fucking, you can analyze, you can take it in and you can analyze it. You can fucking fact check it for yourself. But your fucking opinion doesn't mean dog shit to the fucking facts presented to you. You don't, the fact is, you don't like fucking facts. You like fucking goddamn trash like this shit I'm reading right now. You like the guy to confuse people's minds so they can't see the simplicity in those 10 articles. Those 10 articles enforced, all this shit goes away, and so do you, and you fucking know it. You go either go up against the fucking wall, or you go at the end of a fucking rope. But you will go through that common law court, and 12 fucking goddamn jurors made up of fucking prostitutes and fucking ditch diggers and fucking waiters at the fucking restaurant and every walk of life that you have pissed on will be the ones who decide what happens to your fucking ass. And if it's me prosecuting you, I'm going to ask them to have you hung out in front of the fucking courthouse for your body to hang there until the fucking birds eat and the bugs eat the fucking, eat you down to bones that drop off down onto the fucking goddamn pavement, and then the dogs can haul you off. That's what you got to look forward to. And we do absolutely have the authority to do it. Without question, our law is the absolute unalienable law of this goddamn country. That fucking Constitution ain't worth the paper it's written on, and you fucking know it. You cannot use Article 9, the enumeration, the writing down in that fucking Constitution that never was, of certain rights, that is authorities, shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others. See, that separates those ones in the Constitution that your so-called government that never could exist would go by from the others retained by we the people. And you know, it ain't the rights that aren't fucking written in that fucking Bill of Rights. You're fucking violating the ones that are right there in the goddamn text, written in fact. Like the fifth article, no person shall be denied of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, as you fucking... Every fucking state's fucking taken in. We got to have, we've had states that have been busted for it that say we have to have asset forfeiture, without fucking accusing anybody of any crime. Not that you could, because you have no jurisdictional authority to do so. You're not doing so through the common law court that we are fucking guaranteed. You are not doing it as an individual. You are not doing it through affidavit. And you are not, the state is a piece of fucking paper. We don't bow to no fucking piece of paper, you motherfuckers. You go ahead and get your goddamn corporate mercenaries together and we'll fucking stack them up. Anyways, I think that I need to take a short break here. And I think we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Timmy Shively, and it is 12:43 Pacific Time, and that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. Fuck, get some. Go give some. Enough of this fucking waiting around for him to fucking shit more on us. They got the goddamn boot on your fucking neck. What do you mean get some? Go give some. It's time. It's past fucking time and you know it. Think about your children, man. Think about your fucking man. What they intend to do to your kids. I mean, these fuck you. Look at these bastards. Let's see what else we got down to here. Fuck. There was one of them that I really wanted to hit today, and I think it was right at the damn bottom. No, I'm not going to talk about you, Hunter Biden. If somebody wants to talk about Hunter Biden and his fucking crimes, go to the top of the front fucking page and look at him with them little six-year-old fucking girls dressed as prostitutes doing his crack fucking cocaine. Nobody wants to fucking mention, oh, we're going to get him on tax evasion. It's kind of like fucking Al Capone. Hard to tell how many that motherfucker killed. No, I ain't going to do it, Hunter. I'm not playing the fucking game. I'm not going to divert the attention from what's at the top of the front page on this fucking site. You dirty fucking pedophilic piece of shit. Man. This Senator Joe Biden was the architect of the 1994 crime bill that sent millions of Americans to prison for doing what his son is doing right here. And it's this video. You should go watch it. And it sits there as he's reading off the crime bill and it shows fucking Hunter on the other side fucking huffing his fucking crack pipe. You betcha. You think? Okay. Yeah, this fire thing, I mean, it had a lot to do with it. I think there was something else. This will work. Read greed, pseudoscience, fuel, climate change, disinformation, disinfo fires. And this is by, goddamn, Andrejus Lenko Darton. Michael Schellenberger and the organization he runs, Public, have requested have questioned why the U.S. government cooperated corporate news media and Hollywood have been helping climate scientist Michael Mann spread false information about fires and global warming. And that's a goddamn fact. I mean, you know, we're completely surrounded by fires now, and I guarantee you, fuck, they were set by these same motherfuckers who want to change the status of the fucking land. So they want to build a fucking city here. Where I grew up, and hey, man, you know, they fucking talk about how horrible it was what they did to the goddamn Indians. Coming in, fuck, they destroyed their whole fucking culture, their whole fucking life. And they're doing the same goddamn thing, and the corporate fucking tribes are fucking making... gathering up those $20 bills with Andrew Jackson on them and fucking and destroying the fucking land that they claim to be sacred. NASA data suggests that the amount of area burned annually by fires has declined over the last 25 years, and emissions from wildfires have also declined globally since 2003. The Environmental Panel on Climate Change has not detected any direct causal relationship between fire occurrences and area burned to human cause climate change. Scientists suggest selective logging and prescribed burning to reduce I've seen your fucking prescribed burning the fire danger is extreme. When I, on my own initiative, would not get out and smoke a fucking cigarette outside of a fucking vehicle because a hot thought would catch the woods on fire and I don't want to see it burn. But you son of a bitches go out there with the goddamn in your Forest Service trucks, get out with your fucking flamethrowers and light her up, man. Hey, this is going to be developed land. This isn't going to be wild land no more because there ain't going to be nothing here but fucking dirt when we get finished. Scientists suggest selective logging and prescribed burning to reduce wood fuel load. How about just leaving people the fuck alone and staying and taking your goddamn Antifa? I mean, the year when we had all the fucking fires and the Antifa motherfucker was, it caught going down the road, just lighting him right and left, took him, turned his fucking ass back loose. Wonder what the deal is with that. And I know for a fact that these motherfucking Forest Service motherfuckers have lit fucking fires. I mean, they have burned some of the most beautiful land in the goddamn world. And they do it, why? Well, so we can develop it. So we can't do it. It's under fucking federal injunction to protect it because we were clear-cutting it in violation of the Northwest Timber Plan. We weren't leaving 12 old-growth trees per acre. We were fucking butchering it and turning it into a haven for yellow jackets. So we'll do, we'll burn it, and then we get to log it, and we get to fucking develop it, and it piss on you. Putting out fires before the, you know, we might read the whole thing here so it makes sense. Scientists suggest selective logging and prescribed burning to reduce fuel load, as well as putting out fires before they spread. Well, there's a fucking thought. I mean, you got as a way to prevent uncontrollable forest fires. And I've watched them not put out fucking fires. I've watched them run people off that were trying to put out the fucking fires. I haven't watched them, but I know the people that were on the cats that had a fucking fire contained within a goddamn, maybe within a fucking acre. And the Forest Service ordered them to take their cats off it. And it fucking, I mean, it burned. It burned a whole fucking mountain, but it was old growth timber. And boy, did the money get made. They spread as a way to prevent uncontrollable forest fires. However, government scientists and journalists have been misattributing fires in Canada, Hawaii, and Europe to climate change. There's two ways. I mean, that's what I talk about, the English language. I mean, you could be like, you know, all the people think this way, and then they start to think another way. You could call that a climate change, like a sea change. Like, you know, it's a fucked language. That's why writing law in it is so difficult. Schellenberger and public have questioned the motives behind the U.S. government's major news media corporations and entertainment media financing Michael Mann to spread disinformation about climate change. You get climate change, COVID-19, elections. Ain't going to happen, motherfucker. You've gone too far. Why is the U.S. government, corporate news media, in Hollywood, helping climate scientist Michael Mann spread false information about fires and global warming? This here is just pure fucking propaganda from the Ministry of Lies. And it's got truths in it. It's got half-truths. And it's got out-and-out lies. And it is designed to pull your mind away from something way more fucking important, like that fucking Bill of Rights. The fact that you can fucking stop this. And you can be enforcing, like, you're the fucking hero. Remember the white hat, black hat, and the old fucking Westerns? You be the guy with the white hat on. You're a good guy. You want the law enforced. And you're fucking, I mean, that's the people they're the most afraid of because they're lawless. They think that there is no law that can fucking take care of them, but by God, there is. It is called that Bill of fucking Rights. And the law within it is goddamn, if you violate it and you try to fucking usurp it, you will fucking hang. It is the goddamn law of this fucking land, the only fucking law in this fucking land that was ever ratified by elected officials, elected representatives of the people. Instead of, I mean, the Constitution, it was fucking goddamn, it was ratified by appointees of the fucking aristocracy. Why do you think that they want to call your rights constitutional rights? Constitution didn't grant them fucking rights. People fucking took them at the point of a fucking gun. And our ancestors made it clear that they would have to be maintained at the point of the gun. Every terrible infamilent of the soldier is the birthright of an American. Why? Because you're going to have to, and it wasn't for fucking target shooting, it wasn't for hunting, though those were side benefits. But the fucking guns were to fucking protect you from the tyranny we're fucking being overrun by right now. To keep you from fucking having to sit there and say, hey man, you know, I know little kids are getting chopped up alive, but sheesh, what should I do about it? Well, the thing is, you could crush every fucking one of these pricks in this country. That's a fact. Climate change is causing devastating fires around the world, say the top government officials, influential scientists, and the world's largest newspaper, Greece's Civil Protection. A minister said climate change was causing the fires in Greece, Hawaii, and Canada. Climate change is increasing average temperatures that dry out wood and create fire weather. The only way to prevent these events from becoming more frequent and more intense, said climate scientist Michael Mann, is to prevent the continued warming of the planet. No, the fires are going to continue because you're fucking lighting them. When you take a goddamn flamethrower and you go out there and you light the woods on fire, I don't think that's climate change. I think that's you doing it. What you want is a side benefit. The fires are going to continue because, well, we're only charging you $10 a breath for the fucking air you breathe because you're putting out CO2, you see, and you're warming the fucking planet. And once you get that, and it's just like everything else, once they offer that solution and you fucking pay for it through your fucking nose, through the fucking tax dollars. Well, you're not paying for nothing through tax dollars. You can't, won't even pay the fucking debt. I mean, the interest on the debt. But once they get it in fucking place, then it's just a monthly rise, and it's all corporate. It's all corporation. They want you to pay to fucking breathe. People thought people were crazy when they thought about buying water. Man, when I was young, I thought, buy water? Buy fucking water? Go out to the water hose and fill a jug before I take off in the hills, man. You know, and the thought of buying water, now you're paying, you know, they're trying to take over all the fucking water. It's one of the three necessities fucking life. And I mean, either we shut these fuckers down or just give up. I mean, I don't know what the hell's the matter with people. We don't have to put up with this shit. I'll give you fucking climate change, you motherfucker. You're going to quit fucking spraying goddamn chemtrails across the sky. You're going to stop destroying the ozone with your fucking rich people flying up so they can take a fucking peek at the earth from a fucking atmosphere. You're going to stop all of this fucking shit because you're going to be gone, because you're going to be fucking hung as the goddamn traitors you are. You are prima facie motherfucking traitors to the people and the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It can't be fucking changed. It is what it says, it says. And it's written in fact. It can't be interpreted. The Supreme Court, they claim the Supreme Court's going to interpret. No, they fucking can't. They have no authority. The Ninth Article says they can have no authority to interpret it. The only place that the fucking Bill of Rights is fucking interpreted is in the fucking common law court by a common law jury after every fucking comma and cross T and dotted I of that goddamn procedural due process is followed to the fucking end result. Got it? And it's one person on one person. A person has to come fucking charge you, not a goddamn piece of paper. You think our fucking founders meant that the goddamn, for the fucking federal fucking monster that they knew was going to be created, to be able to come down on a single fucking man? Hell no, they didn't. Those son of a bitches, they could, one-on-one. I don't care if there's 100 of you want to fucking fight me in court. You got to do it one, then I do another, then I do another. It's one-on-one, and you don't use the stolen fucking wealth from my country to fucking persecute me, you motherfuckers. That's what you're going to be answering for, is what you have stolen through fucking fraud since fucking goddamn Abraham Lincoln first fucking declared martial law with zero authority in violation of the Ninth Article of the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of this goddamn land. Man is to prevent the continued warming of the planet. Fuck you. I mean, goddamn, it was sitting next to, fuck you. And yet the amount, the reason the God, I mean, you have contributed to it. You cut down all the fucking trees up in the mountains so they won't hold the fucking snow. I mean, you fucking goddamn, and I'm sure all that money went over there to King Chuck and Company because we paid tribute to those motherfuckers, handed them over. I mean, they're in Arizona, a fucking national park that belonged to the fucking people. But the people couldn't, you couldn't step on it. You might step on a rock and misplace it. It might be sacred to somebody. But then they turned it over to the fucking queen. She's going to strip mine it for the fucking goddamn copper, gold, and silver. Gave it to her. Gave it to the fucking queen. Now, why did they do that, people? And then they can't give what doesn't belong to them. Did they take your share of that fucking property from you through the due process of the law that you are fucking guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights? Did they? Did you go to court? Did a single person fucking take you to fucking court in their private capacity and get a ruling from a fucking common law court that you're part of that fucking goddamn national park to be taken away from you and given to the fucking Queen of England, the richest one bitch? Well, no, she's dead. No, poor her. Good riddance to that fucking old nasty cunt. Anywho, where are we? And yet the amount of area burned annually by fire has declined over the last quarter century. The area burned declined by an astonishing 25% between 2003 2019, according to NSASA, which I wouldn't believe that nobody says. But the bottom line is, the reason it's always fucking pointed out is because it's cream fucking land they're fucking burning. And they're burnt just like in Hawaii. That is absolutely, without fucking question, a real estate fucking scam. They burn little fucking children to death so they take it up, obtain the land, so they can make fucking, you know, some more fucking pedophile islands out there for the ultra-rich that fucking regular people won't even be able to step through the fucking gate. So, I mean, or you can, won't be able to fly a drone, or you won't be able to see what they're doing with the little kiddies. I mean, I think the first goddamn thing we should be thinking about is fucking stopping these goddamn pedophiles, don't you? I mean, but they throw this shit at us daily, mountains and mountains and mountains of this bullshit. And what they're doing here, they're working back towards, actually, because that election bullshit's coming up. That is not an election. That is, we are occupied by a foreign corporation. Title 28, Definition 15, the United States is a corporation. And it cannot be. It could never be made to a corporation. But I heard somebody trying to get in. It could never be made into a corporation. It would be a violation of the Ninth Article. You would have to give every, you would have to take it from every fucking American national. Every American national would have to have a trial before their peers to have their portion of that taken away from. That's why the Bill of Rights is written the way it was, so they couldn't. So we wouldn't end up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, dummies. And it was written at a third grade level, man. I mean, you're never going to hear him talking about it. You're never going to hear Tucker Carlson come up and tell you about the fucking Bill of Rights and how it is being violated every fucking day and how it is the only written, ratified by the representatives of the people's law, where we did, you know, they talk about the people, granted the authority for the fucking Constitution. No, we fucking didn't. We did not fucking ratify that Constitution, and we granted them shit. We granted them nothing. In the Bill of Rights, we granted ourselves absolute fucking control over our lives, over our property, over our country, over every fucking thing. We granted the power to ourselves, not to some fucking goddamn pissant motherfucking criminal fraudulent bastards working for the goddamn international corporate mafia, and specifically the fucking Jews. I mean, this is, they're trying to make this the United States of Khazaria. Well, I don't think we're going to fucking allow you to do that. We don't want fucking fallop worshipers. We don't want fucking just complete fucking debauchery on our fucking streets. We will not stand for it. We will fight you, and the fights are coming, you son of a bitches. So you better get ready for it. That's all I can have to say today. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, I mean, just look at this fucking propaganda for what they're going to hear more about election. They're going to start election two times, election four times, election. The next thing you know, it's going to, we got to start. We got to go with this guy here. I mean, he's Donald Trump, and he's going to get rid of all the legal aliens. First thing he's going to do is go sign that executive order ending DACA. No, the first thing he fucking went and did was went and signed the fucking I can't think of the name of it, but I mean the martial law. He signed the martial law that we've been living under since fucking Lincoln, and it's going to stop and fucking stop. Because what he did was he went straight and he committed fucking treason. They all have committed treason. Every fucking one of them have created treason to the level of fucking capital crime. They have to be, they've declared war on us. They've declared war on our Bill of Rights. And it is our, not just our right which should be enough, man. We should be so excited we have that right. It is our fucking duty. It's our duty to save our children, to save our progeny, to save what belongs to us. Don't let some fucking third worlders come in here and take what belongs to you. You can't do it. If you do, you're a fucking coward, and you will go down in history as a fucking coward. And that is the word from the trenches.